Welcome to episode 10 of Nothing on the Radio.
Good evening.
10 episodes, so it's a pretty big milestone for us. I was talking to Em earlier, like what we should do, and she's like, oh, we should do a photo of an erect penis and a gaping vagina, because that sort of would look like a one and a zero.
That is exactly how that conversation went, Louis. Thank you for that.
Well,
it wasn't the opposite way around at all.
I sort of said it and I regretted saying it straight away because the image in my head was quite rough. But then Em immediately came and drew a penis and a very rough looking vagina on our whiteboard.
That's a self-portrait, thank you very much.
I stand by what I said, a rough looking vagina.
Beautiful.
So, look, I guess we just get straight into it. Look, there's too many right angles on it. It's a mess. We might take a photo of it. She has edited it now. It's a mess. But probably straight into it, as we do like to unfortunately talk about stools. That's not what you sit on.
Don't say we.
What? Well, no, Em loves it as well. Okay, so something that my wife sent it to me. It's an artist who fills his anus with paint.
Did Megan send you this?
Yeah.
Megan specifically asked to not be mentioned this whole episode after the last episode.
Yeah, she'll get it mentioned a lot.
Love and you. Then she sends you shit like that,
yes.
So to speak, and then asked him not to be mentioned.
So it's a bloke that fills his anus with paint and then like sprays it out his bum onto a piece of paper, and that's art apparently. I just, like, there's a lot of artists out there, and you know, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I don't know about art. Is it good? Is it bad? We all remember being in high school and being graded on art and being like, but it's so subjective.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like, is it good? Is it bad? Who is it for someone to decide?
Yeah.
But apparently there's a bloke out there who can shove paint in his ass and spray it onto a sheet of paper and it's like, nah, that's good.
Would you buy it?
If it looked good. Oh, you know what? If he did a picture that looked like me somehow, if he went, I'm going to draw a portrait.
Yeah, I think he does portraits.
But if he did,
yeah,
and he somehow made a picture of me from his ass paint, yes, I would buy it.
From his ass paint?
That'd be pretty talented. If he could, like, because it's a bit awkward picture, I'm not sure if we should share it, but he's sort of laying on his side in, like, a fetal position, just spraying paint out of his bumhole. And, yeah.
I think that's what people already had pictured.
I know if you're thinking of something else. Moving on from that.
Yes, please.
I don't know what we talk about. Now, I'm going to sort of jump ahead in our little queue here, because we did talk last week about Hitler. Well, we talk about him quite a bit. But he was actually addicted to methamphetamines.
Mm.
Like, there's actually, if you go and look up Hitler on drugs, there's lots of videos of him, like, shaking uncontrollably like an ice addict.
Yeah, I didn't even realize this until you sent it to me.
It's funny because I saw it and then I looked over at Em and she was doing the exact same thing. Just shaking uncontrollably.
I told you, I have German heritage. I can't help it.
But it's just, okay, I guess we haven't talked about drugs a lot in this sort of, on this podcast.
No.
But where does the cool line stop? Okay, pot, I think in most people's mind, you can do pot, that's fine.
Yeah, I think so. Everyone, I mean, if you haven't done pot, then just fucking, just try it, mate.
Well, no, but it's not, I mean, pot's pot. We're not here to peer pressure people into doing drugs.
No, but pot's fine. What I mean is, like, pot has even gotten to the stage where there is legal stuff out there.
All over the place.
Yeah. So that's neither here nor there.
Okay. Let's so pills, ecstasy.
Yeah.
I don't have a huge problem with it. I know there's a lot of other ones out there. There's ecstasy and Molly and MDMA and stuff like that. Mm. Or whatever. They could all be the same. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
But when do you cross that line?
I think when you start injecting stuff directly into your veins.
Would you ever inject somewhere so people wouldn't see it? Bum hole?
Look, no.
No, I want everyone to see it.
Unless it's paint.
Corner of your eye. It's just crazy to think, like, how drugs, like, Hitler was on methamphetamines, and this is like 70 years ago. And just to think,
see,
like,
I didn't even know, like, that's just me being naive, but I didn't even know there was such a thing around back then.
Oh, it's come up a little bit more. I've watched a few movies lately about that period, and apparently it was more common. I watched one the other night. Oh, well, this can sort of lead into our next one. I accidentally did this. We were watching.
I accidentally injected some heroin.
No, I get my wife to inject the heroin.
Oh, okay.
Of course, it's hard to reach around your bum hole unless your wife's willing to do it.
Of course.
No, so we're watching a movie called Allied. It's about World War II. And funnily enough, they were doing like lines of cocaine and mm-hmm. the pilots were talking about doing methamphetamines to calm their nerves before the flights and stuff like that. So it was pretty interesting. But I want to talk about people ruining movies because Megan's going to hate this once again because she walked in the movie about 20 minutes late. Yep. Now, she had already seen this movie. Her and I had seen this movie, Allied, in the cinemas. Spoiler alert, if you listen to this and haven't seen Allied, we're probably going to spoil it.
Tune out.
But and I'm like, hey, Megan, this is a movie we watched at the movie. She's like, oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, so we're about 20 minutes in. This is what's happened, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, oh, you said, yeah, this is the one where they end up getting married. I went, shh, don't. Oh, there's people here who haven't seen it. And she got like upset at me that I sort of called her out on it. Aww. And then she started saying, Louie's treating me like a fucking idiot. And I barely trust her now ever since she gave her money to those scam artists. Say,
give me your credit card and just leave the room.
But has anyone ever ruined a movie badly for you?
Yeah, well, we're almost tonight because remember we were almost going to watch Game of Thrones tonight and I was like, oh, well, I haven't actually seen the last season yet.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot though. I'm like, hey, Em, so before you come round, just know that Monday is Game of Thrones night. And you're like,
and I was like, well.
But then you're like, as women do, rather than go, well, don't fucking watch it. I haven't seen it. You go, oh, you can probably watch it.
I was like, oh, you can watch it. That's fine. But I haven't actually seen the whole last season yet. So
I was the bigger man and went, no, I won't put it on. It's so funny. When I thought you were about to complain.
You guys must have been devastated.
I thought you were about to complain that I ruined Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade for you. And I'm like, Em, this movie's been out for 30 years.
Instead we watch Indiana Jones, which I've never seen before.
People are going to be fucking upset by that. I thought you were going to be like, Louie, don't tell me any of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. There must be a time limit on spoilers. But I remember the worst one I've ever had. My mate David Ralph, and I still fucking hate him for it.
Yeah.
Sixth Sense had just come out. It was the late 90s, I think.
Oh, God, that's got to be the worst movie you can spoil.
Oh, 100%. Spoiler alert, Bruce Willis is a ghost. But I obviously, when it first came out, it was a huge thing. It was like M. Night Shyamalan's first big movie. And my mate starts telling me, I'm like, no, don't tell me. I haven't seen it. I don't want to know the ending. He goes, oh, okay, no worries. He literally takes two steps back and my brother's like, I'll hear it. And he just goes, Bruce Willis is a ghost. And I'm like, I'm fucking a meter ahead of you. I brought this up last night with Megan. She goes, oh, no, my brother Miles. And he goes, and I'm like, oh, David, my mate's really bad for spoiling movies. And he goes, well, when was the last time he did it? And I went, Sixth Sense. And he goes, it's like 25 years ago.
You're still holding on to that. Oh,
I do hold grudges really bad.
I know, I can tell. Do not piss you off.
Talking about ruining movies as well.
Yeah. Well,
Wait, where do you think I'm going?
I think you're going into Netflix and chill.
Yeah, yeah. So for people out there who haven't probably done the online dating scene as much in the last few years, a very popular term that's come up is, hey, let's just go watch Netflix and chill.
Which is, come back to my house and we'll just Netflix
and
it.
And chill, yeah. Which is pretty much code word for we'll go back and see what happens and probably hook up and go from there. I'm just wondering, if I was really into a movie, if some slurry like Em took me back to her house and we put a movie on and then she starts, I don't know how you entice your prey at your house. What do you do?
Steak.
Dance. Dance the dance of life. Steak?
I don't know. It's not what men like.
You call yourself. Check out me steak.
Look at that thing I've drawn on the board, mate. What's it look like?
I guess. Butcher's shop. Apparently, M's like a butcher shop down there. No, but like, I wonder how many guys or girls have been in a situation where they're like, I'm really enjoying this movie. And now for this guy's goddamn erection rubbing up against me.
It's a pause button, mate, on your vagina.
Fuck.
No,
so there isn't.
You know, you have to choose a movie where you both hate it. Yeah, you're both like, oh, we've both seen this before.
What?
Like, so.
Okay. I don't know if it's going to
be. We'll just put it on again
here.
Because.
Imagine, let's just make this hypothetical so you don't embarrass yourself. What would be a movie that you would want to put on for Netflix and chill?
What's one that I put on recently?
See, I was trying to keep this hypothetical so you didn't embarrass yourself. Okay. And then you went, what have I put on recently? Could have kept it hypothetical. Okay, what's one that you'd put on to be like, okay.
I recently put on...
Indiana Jones.
Ew. Game Night.
Game Night. Yeah, I could see that.
Sort yeah, I've seen that. I've one. Seen it before, and I was like, "Oh, this is a fun movie." Have you seen it?
And then check out me, mate.
Check out my game tonight.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'd leave. Oh, can we not talk about the situation you had the other night? Sorry. Can we not talk about the wine night you had?
Oh my god. Yeah, we cannot talk about the wine.
Could we please?
No, it's too soon.
Oh.
Louis, it's too soon.
Okay. Well, just in the next few episodes, we're going to talk about Em getting blasted on wine and what happened during a date night. Back to our board, because obviously I tried to do hypotheticals with Em, and she immediately goes from hypothetical to go to
and then you go straight to the extreme truth for me.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to bring this up. It's on the board. Souvenirs.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm a bit fucking sore about this. I actually forgot about it. So, Em went away to the UK, including Scotland, London, blah, 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 a couple of months back. And she owed me money for a dinner I paid for. And I was like, nah, don't worry. Don't pay me back. Just get me a nice souvenir. And I sort of forgot about it. And then she's sitting here tonight in a Scottish rugby jersey. And I fucking love jerseys. I've probably got 6 or 7 different jerseys.
I told you can put this on.
Yeah, it looks like shit. It's like going, oh, do you want to wear my Scottish underpants? So,
do you want to wear those too?
No, thanks.
I don't think the Scottish don't wear underpants, do they?
Oh, true. Maybe you did get me. You know what?
Oh, there you that's go. It. How's your present?
I got you some Scottish underpants. What are they? Nothing.
And there
I was
you
like,
go.
And that was, and I'm like, oh, did you actually get me anything? She goes, no. Just nothing.
But in my whole trip to the UK, I was adamant not to buy anything. But I found this Scottish rugby jersey.
Even when you said you'd buy something for me.
Yeah. But I found this Scottish rugby jersey in a vintage shop. And then the only thing I buy everywhere I go is Christmas decorations. So I bought a Shakespeare Christmas decoration because I love Shakespeare.
That jersey doesn't look that vintage.
It is.
You could have just got a new one. Fuck you. I'm so annoyed that you're wearing it. Fucking, and it's a rugby jersey as well. You're fucked.
I was in Wales during the Six Nations and there was like rugby shit going on everywhere. And
how many nations have you slept with?
We need another episode for me to count that up.
That reminds me, my brother went to the US. This must be 12, 18 months ago or something like that. And I said, oh, where are you going? He had to do like some lecture in like Tulsa, somewhere in Arizona.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, get me a American football jersey while you're over there. And he's like, oh, Louis, I'm just over there. I'm doing the speech. I'm getting out of there. I'm like, whatever. Turns out he went and saw Modest Mouse while he was over there. Like, he's like, he's such a fuckwit like that. I've got no time. I'm doing a speech. I'm going to go see Modest Mouse. I'm going to go for dinner.
I'm going to go
for breakfast.
I'm going out to the fair. Yeah. I'm going to get some fairy floss.
That's it. I've got barely any time to myself. But at least he fucking got me something.
Oh, and did he?
Yeah.
He did?
He got me the fucking jersey. Like, I Aww. And he didn't owe me anything.
He's your fucking brother, though.
Well, what are you to me? Piece of shit, apparently. Oh, I'm still sore about that.
Fine, I'll go back and get you your fucking jersey.
If you had to come back with a Scottish jersey, I'd be like, this is fucking awesome. I love jerseys. It's from Scotland and you were over there and fucking nothing. And you're like, well, I bought you pizza tonight. It's like, well, that doesn't... Oh, fuck.
I bought you pizza and today, let's point out, is a public holiday.
Yeah, so 15%. Very good. Let's move on from that. Let's go on. Oh, okay. This came up earlier. It sort of came up weirdly. Em and my wife, Megan, were talking about, you know, how many people you'd slept with and what do you tell people and blah, blah, blah. Then they started talking about the size of men's penises. And they were talking about it like it wasn't a big thing. And I was sort of sitting right there. And I mean, my penis is fine. I don't have a problem with it.
That's nice.
But the thing is, imagine if I was sitting with a mate going, oh, my God, She had the tightest vagina. You guys would be losing your shit.
You would never have that conversation with us there, though, let's be honest.
Because men are decent and women are fucked in the head. That's what you're saying? So I'm allowed to sit. I'm just sitting there going, oh, God, he had a big fucking old cock. And I'm just sitting there going,
But I was talking about it in more of a
slutty way.
Medical, medical point of view.
It would have destroyed me medically. And it got onto the, and you know what? It sort of played nicely when something came on TV. Oh, Dancing with the Stars. Fucking, don't get me started on that show. But someone, one of the blokes that was a judge was dancing at some stage and someone went, ooh, good to see you got the guns out.
Yeah.
And it was just a natural comment, like a woman going, ooh, you got your arms out, you got nice arms.
Yeah.
And you, I didn't even say this, you went, oh, can you imagine if a woman was dancing with her legs out and a bloke went, good to see you got the legs out. Yeah. Good to see you got the pins out.
Exactly. Like people say, like that's, people rip into me all the time about, fucking feminist and shit. But like that, you can't say that to a guy if you can't say it to a girl. Double standards.
It is double standards. Now, I think a lot of it is, the thing is, I think where guys maybe go it wrong is how you say it. Like I wasn't offended by what she said. She can say, you got nice arms. The bloke had, he's a fit sort of dude, had his arms out, that's fine. Now, if a guy went, ooh, your leg's looking great tonight, great pins, that's, I don't find that offensive. Like, especially like if they're showing off their legs for the reason that they're in great shape and stuff like that. I guess the line comes when some blokes just go, ah, look at those titties. I guess that's,
love to suck on those.
No, I don't. It's funny you brought that up. I don't know if that's what. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind. Oh, this is so weird.
No.
I don't think when guys see a good set of tits, they say, good, God, I love
this. No, I can assure you they do.
They think about sucking on them.
Yep. Can we move on?
I'm sure you do. They love sucking on
tits. No, I just wanted to make my point is that I'm in the dating world now we need to move on.
Well, we're talking about numbers though, like how many people you've slept with.
Yeah.
Now, this is another discerning conversation. Disheartening is probably a better word.
Oh, thanks. Fucking hell.
No, well, I was sitting next to my wife and you guys are talking about numbers and some blokes like how many of you slept with and you're like, well, and I'm you don't need to answer that. It's not
It was kind of like we were doing like a back and forth question thing and
which it's sort of, I don't think anyone wins that conversation, but my wife literally a meter away from me went, well, I just lie about it.
Yeah. Literally didn't even look up from her phone.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. It was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, right. So I don't think she realizes the thing she says just starts me questioning because now I don't know if I was her first. There could have been others. Hopefully not more than one or two.
You won't be at last.
Well, that's, isn't that to life, death to us part? Oh, no. She's going to kill me and go on a sex rampage.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm planning it.
This is sort of. I mean, we're doing some pretty good segues lately. Revenge bodies.
Mm.
Now, this
after
is,
she kills you. Well, she won't have to take revenge if she kills you, but I guess.
Am I getting killed? Just let me know. Look, revenge bodies is the idea that when someone dumps you or you break up, whatever, you go and get some hot body to be like, look how hot I am, perfect revenge.
Like your body, not you go get a hot.
No, you don't go and find a hot mannequin and go, well, look at this hot mannequin. No, because that's what everyone was fucking thinking. It was like, do they mean their bodies or do they mean someone else's bodies?
No one was thinking a fucking mannequin, you fucking weirdo.
Oh. Fucking, I'm so over this episode already. Okay. So, I was like, oh, why are people getting, like, revenge bodies to get revenge on their old partners? And my wife looked at me and went, are you going to get a revenge body when we break up?
Yeah.
Which is fucking rude if you think about it.
Irrelevant.
She's saying, are you going to get in fucking shape when we break up? You loser. That's what I read it as. And I said to her, well, this is my revenge body.
Would you?
I said, I'm getting revenge on my last girlfriend. And then she, one of those, mumbled, well, you showed her, didn't you?
Didn't look up from a phone.
No.
Would you break up with someone just so that they would get a revenge body and then get back together with them?
Fuck no. Well, this is the whole thing. A bunch of these women, it was on A Current Affair because that's where I get all my news from.
Mm.
were like, oh, relevant. And I got a revenge body and I went and became a weightlifter. And it's just like, oh, fucking look, it's great if you're fit and healthy. If you're fit and healthy and you feel good, that's great. Keep doing what you're doing. If you're doing it to make someone jealous, whether you're a bloke or a girl, it's a bit fucking sad. But to be honest, if Megan broke up with me or I broke up with her and then she went and became a bodybuilder, it was like, I'm going to show Louis, I'm going to be like, there's no way on earth I'm going, oh, damn it, I broke her up with her, now she can bench press more than me. No bloke is saying that.
Yeah.
No one's going, oh, I wish my wife was fucking all muscly and veiny and vernacular. Vernacular? Is that the term? I think that's the wrong term. I think that's like
brand of Vaseline or something.
You know, the people are all veiny that. Yeah. No one's saying that. But also, don't go and if you break up with someone and then they see you lose, most people go, I don't care. Like,
no,
you know what I mean?
I don't. You don't break up with someone because of the way they look. I mean, I don't. But I also have drank probably my body weight in gin since my breakup. So every week. I don't know what this revenge body shit is about. I wish I had it. It would be great.
Well, revenge body is, you know, it's subjective. So maybe this is your revenge
body. This is my revenge body. I now wear rugby jerseys to disguise the fact that
I
now.
Look how shit I look. Aren't you sad? No, I just, look, I just think if you want to get fit and healthy, that's great. I think doing it to spite someone, I mean, if that gets you motivated, that's fine, but I don't think men or women out there are wanting their partners to get all veiny and muscular and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shrunken testicles.
Oh, that's a steroid, isn't it?
Yeah. It's sort of weird. Where steroids will shrink testicles or enlarge clitoris. What's a multiple?
What?
Enlarge clitoris.
Really?
Clitorises?
Oh, that's, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they do both. And then make.
How does that work?
Not at the same time. Fuck. It's like I'm talking to like a 5-year-old at times that has a pretty good understanding of the human body.
It's all the right angles of what I drew.
Let's talk about Easter. We just had Easter. Yeah. It just finished. Couple things to talk about.
Yeah.
Now, you reckon you're a good driver. Are you a good driver, though? Or you just reckon you're a good driver?
I have had my license since I was...
No. Oh, I love that. I've had my license. Does that make you a good driver, does it?
You didn't let me finish the fucking statement.
Okay, keep going.
Since I was legal too. So what's that? What?
16, say. Even say 17. Say about 15 years or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I've never had a fine, never had any points deducted.
How many cyclists have I hit?
One.
Oh, yeah. You did hit that cyclist. How many people have yelled at you on the street and you didn't know why?
Daily. But I know
you're sort of joking, but if you're driving around and people are screaming at you and you're like, I wonder what that's all about.
No.
It's usually because you're a fucking idiot and you don't know what you're doing.
No, I've told you. I'm an awesome parallel parker.
Yes. Parallel parking's one thing. Do you know what an idiot savant is?
No.
Idiot savant is someone who's barely functions in society because they're so heavily retarded, I guess, is a poor word. But there's one thing they're really good at.
What?
Well, in your case, it's parallel parking.
Like?
Haven't you heard of an idiot savant? They're like, could be really good at maths, but they can't wipe their own bum.
No. That's you. That's great.
Okay. So, because I was driving down the freeway on Good Friday, actually, and now, you can tell me what you would do in this situation. I think we've talked about this before and you gave me an infuriating answer because you'd know. But you know you're meant to be not in the right lane, right? Unless you're overtaking.
Stick to the left unless you're overtaking.
That's right. I was behind this. It was a lady. I did find out it was a lady. And it was a little Kia Rio, so a little
knockabout. But it's not relevant to the story, the fact that it was a lady.
No, but I had to say, I was driving behind a lady. It was a lady. It wasn't like, I was driving behind a person. It was just a lady. I was driving behind a lady. Could have been a bloke. Whatever. Could have been a lady. I didn't say I was driving behind a person of colour. Don't fucking make this about something more than it is. Driving around behind this lady. If it was a bloke, I would have said I was driving behind a bloke. And don't get me wrong, because my brother was driving behind a bloke who's a fuckwit as well. Just in the right lane. And I'm like,
you are so triggered right now.
I was so fucking angry. I'm still fucking burning over it. She was in the right lane. She would not move.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to give her a few minutes just as the traffic sort of flows out. We're at the start of the freeway. I'm sure she'll eventually get in the left lane. nah, just stay in the right lane. So I start flashing my lights because it's illegal to take over someone from the left lane. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll flash my lights. She'll see what's going on. They're looking back. Then the kids in the back of the car are looking back at me thinking, oh, daddy, what's this fucking lunatic doing? Eventually, there's cars overtaking her on the left and she's still doing it. I'm flashing my lights. I'm now beeping at her. She gives me the fucking finger. Now, what would you do in this situation? Would you then pull in the left lane going, well, I guess I should fucking get in the left lane?
If I was her?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be there in the first place, but okay. Yeah, I would. Yeah, for sure.
I eventually, now this is where Megan got upset. I got in the left lane to overtake her and I started to put my window down because I like to yell at things.
Then I got my long neck and threw it straight at her car.
No, but I started going, screaming out the window at her, going, you see what I'm doing? You see what I'm doing? Pointing at my car.
Did you actually yell at her?
Yes. She couldn't hear me. I mean, we're going 120 k's down the freeway.
Which is already speeding.
Oh, don't, let's just, don't interfere with my driving experience.
Stick in the left lane. Tell me that. Okay, continue. Whatever.
Oh, just don't interfere with my driving experience. Stick in the left lane unless you're overtaking.
Yeah, okay.
Simple. As simple as that. Talking about Easter.
Yeah.
My dog once ate all our Easter eggs. Is it really dangerous for dogs?
Yeah, so there's a chemical called theobromine in chocolate that kills dogs.
Mm, but that's what makes it taste so good.
Yep, that's the one.
Now, we did write Easter plus Santa here.
Yeah.
Now, I guess there's a couple of stories. I just thought about another one. But so how did you find out?
Yeah, so I can't remember how old I was, but I had double bunks as a kid. So you could have like your friends over to sleep.
I know what double bunks are, mate.
Yeah, cool. I just wanted to point out I had friends and they came over to sleep.
When I was poor and we had to sleep on double bunks.
Anyway, I still remember like it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever, and like sitting upright in my bed directly because I heard this noise and then looking straight out my bedroom door and just seeing like my mum wheeling past my new mountain bike, like past my bedroom door.
She stole it from Santa.
And then it had like a big, you know, ribbon on the front and then just her stopping and then like looking directly into my room and then just like looking straight forward again and then just keep wheeling it. That was just like...
How old do you think you were?
Oh, maybe like 8 or 9 or something like that. Like, and I was I see what's going on here.
Why were you getting a bike and you weren't getting like dolls or a kitchen set?
No. Because I got bikes and soccer jerseys.
Such a toy. I remember Mum sitting me down. It was between year 2 and year 3 and I was changing schools because I went to an infant school, which is only kindy 1-2, and then went to a primary school.
Is that where you got to wear your non-slacks?
Yes, I did wear track pants. Oh, don't act like kids wear track pants. You went to East Maitland fucking primary.
The best school the best school in the land, Louis.
You didn't wear track pants?
We wore...
Yes, you wore fucking track pants. Slacks. I don't know why.
We probably wore skirts because patriarchy.
Fight the patriarchy. What about the matriarchy? Either way. Okay, so fuck, you've lost my train of thought. Between year 2 and 3,
yeah.
I was changing schools and Mum thought, oh, this school's a little bit rough. Oh, I better tell.
She dressed you in tracksuit pants every day. Wonder what's going on here.
Well, I was a beatboxer.
George Turner style.
I was a B-boy. And I used to do a lot of dancing. No. So she sat me down and was like, Louis, I need to let you know that Santa's not real. And I fucking bawled my eyes out.
Was it near Christmas too? I feel like it would always be harder.
It was because it was between... It
wasn't like an April talk.
No. It was between year 2 and 3. So it was that Christmas break. So look, I'd say it was after Christmas, but not long since. But I was pretty fucking upset. And I cried so hard. Yeah. And Mum's like felt really bad about it. Not as bad as my brother Miles, who our evil stepmother just one day went, Miles, you're old enough to know Santa's not real.
Really? Fuck,
yeah, she's a mole. But another thing that happened when we were younger, I mean, it probably started, like the whole Santa story, started with good intentions, is we went to the old gold Foster King town of Nundle in central New South Wales.
Ah, Nundle.
Nundle, big. I think we've got a few fans in Nundle. Now,
shout out to Nundle.
We went out there for a holiday and I must have been, about the same age, probably about 8 or 9, something like that. Mm-hmm. And we went out there and we went to one of the local rivers and we got whatever we could find to fossick in, which is pretty much going through the river. I used the lid of a cheese container and
looking that just about sums up my childhood.
Looking for gold. Now, what we didn't know as young kids then is that the fathers, my dad and the friend's father and stuff like that, had actually gone and bought a can of gold spray paint and spray painted all these rocks gold. Now, they probably thought this is like a harmless, like, oh, they'll think they'll find gold, no worries. So, and what they would do is we'd be fossicking and they'd come over to help us and they'd very sneakily drop a bit of gold into our whatever we're using, cheese container, hat, whatever it might be. Now, they did this and I'm like, sweet, found a nugget of gold, you know, about the size of a 20-cent piece of a rock sort of thing. But then I started coming home and watching the Today Show and seeing gold prices and how much they were and when I should sell my gold. And day after day after day. And
this is why you become a real estate agent.
Real estate agent. Fucking another year. But I would day after day go and look at gold prices and they would be, and I'd be like, can I sell it now? And they're like, oh, just wait for it to go up a little bit more. Wait for it to go up a little more. I even showed my piece of gold to a neighbor and he was like, does it usually rub off like this? Because the paint was rubbing off the rock. And I went, yep, that's it. It's proper. And then eventually one day our friends went, hey, Louis, you know that piece of gold, it's not gold, it's a rock spray painted. And I went, no, it's gold. And then they pulled me out in front of the fathers, in front of our dads, and I got told the truth.
Hope this was like last year.
It was, I was older than I should be. And I cried so hard again.
Oh my God, that's so funny. So
all my fucking parents did was just tell me lies and make me cry.
I remember my dad, we used to have a holiday house up at Nelson Bay and my dad used to drive us up there past Raymond Terrace every year. Like when we'd go there, there was an old field there that used to have old abandoned tyres in it and my dad told me that's where they used to grow the tyres.
Oh yeah, but that sounds like you're just a fucking idiot if you believe that. I mean,
humour me, Louis.
That's where they grow the tyres. And him going, oh, okay.
But that's my brother and I used to believe it. We were like so young. We were like, you know, like 5, 6 years old. And we used to be like, oh, yes, they grow the tyres there.
I don't know about that one.
Fuck off, mate. Don't tell me your bullshit gold rock story.
Did you cry when you found out the tyres weren't grown there?
No, because I'm not a little fucking pussy.
I'm not a little bitch like you. Great. What else should we talk about? Oh, actually, I'll talk about something a mate of mine, Andrew Davis, gave you a bit of a topic on, which is when you sit next to a stranger on a flight. So I guess it's not for like the, you know, it's the hour or 2 hours. More, I'd say the 5 hour sort of plus flights.
Yeah.
When you've got to sit next to often a stranger that you, for a good while, but as he pointed out, you never talk to him straight away, or you might briefly like introduce yourself. Hi, I'm like, where are you going? Oh, I'm going here. Well, obviously, you're going to the same spot. Oh, I still ask people that.
Where are you getting off at? Well, the guy on my flight was getting off sooner than I was.
Well, yeah, because you're
back
that,
from London.
So you killed that guy on the way to from. Wait, was it London back to
London,
Australia?
Well, it was London to Dubai. Yeah,
but you had a guy next to you.
Quit next to me. Like, as soon as I got on to the flight, he was on his phone straight away to his mum, and he was like, had the earpiece in, talking to his mum. We were like in the air taking off, and he was like, they're probably going to get me off my phone soon, but I'm just going to keep talking until they do. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up, you absolute, and talking at the top of his lungs, you absolute fuckwit. Anyway, we went through this whole thing with this guy passing away on the.
But he was up. But he saw that and he barely raised an eyelid.
He slept the whole way through. He even like lifted up his eye, his little eye patch thingy. What do you call him? Not he didn't have two eye patches on. I'm asking.
He had two eye patches on. He was a double pirate.
He had two hooks. No. So he lifted up his eye mask, looked at what was the situation that was going on with this guy passing away, and literally just went, eh, and just like went back to sleep again. And then was pissed off that they couldn't serve breakfast because there was a dead guy in the aisle.
I understand the whole, I mean, if you wake up and you go, oh, I'm going back to sleep, it's bad, but you never know what he's gone through. But when he starts complaining that he doesn't get his breakfast because of the dead body, that's bad.
And the obnoxious, like, on the phone, loud on the phone thing, even through takeoff and shit, I was just like...
I guess this is why you don't want to... I think this is why people maybe don't start conversations with people next to them, because you don't know what you're going to get.
Mm.
And I think a lot of people, regular people, will be like, oh, I don't want to talk to this fucking Emily chick next to me. And she's going to talk about it.
What I didn't tell you is
gaping.
What?
I didn't say, I didn't finish that conversation. I didn't finish that sentence. You know what I mean? And you're not sure what you're going to get back from them.
What I
imagine if you sat next to someone, you're like, yeah. Hi, I'm Lewis. What's your name? And they're like, Klaus, I'm a perfect Aryan. And you'd be like, oh no. You know what I mean?
This is a 16-hour flight.
And you're like, oh, fuck. Shouldn't have introduced myself so early. This guy's a Nazi.
I actually didn't tell you, but on my flight on the way over to London, my 16-hour flight where I took those four tablets.
And you pass out.
I actually started talking. Well, the guy next to me started talking to me and...
What, while you were asleep?
No, but like at the start when we sat down.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, where are you going? What are you doing? Blah, blah. And he actually bought me like two glasses. Not bought me, but he was like, oh, get this wine for you and have it with your meal. Like, so I not only had those four tablets.
Why did he buy you wine?
Because we were just being social and like drinking wine on the way over to London. He was just like, you have to try this red. It's amazing. And it's just like we're having wine with whenever the meal came out.
No one's buying red wines on flights because they're good red wines.
Not buying it. You get it for like free, mate. I'm not flying fucking Jetstar to London.
You have to have these bread rolls. They're amazing. Also the sweaty sausages that are coming out for lunch.
He's like...
Did he work for the airline? Did you start singing?
I was just trying to get
I'm always traveling. I love to be free.
I think he was like a business guy. But yeah, anyway.
I don't know what his business is. Drugging women. Have a wine. Well, have another wine. He keeps giving you drugged up wine. You're like, it's barely affecting her. And you drug yourself anyway.
She's fucking drugging herself.
Oh, my job's done here. I did see a video of a guy on a flight masturbating under the blanket that they give you.
Was it? Okay, yeah.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't me. Like, it was me. No, so he's like, it's quite obvious. He's laying back and you can see the blanket sort of jumping up and down as his hands hit it. That's one thing I can say. I think women can hide masturbating easier than men can hide it.
Yeah.
Which is makes it hard for us. Especially if
it does make it hard for you, doesn't it?
I just want to have a quick rub on the, you know, the train.
Yeah.
When I get caught out.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I've seen lately online? When I say online, I don't know, on pornography. Pornography websites.
On the line.
Is it's happened a couple of times where it's like a lady ordering pizza and she's naked.
Okay.
And it's like, so she opens the door and the pizza bloke's like, oh.
Oh, like getting pizza delivered, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Not, she's not going to Pizza Hut.
It's like, I order pizza naked all the time. I put clothes on by the time they get there. Fucking hell.
Do I have to be clothed on the phone?
Jesus Christ.
Do people hear that?
Do they know that?
But
we have issues.
I think this is another double standard thing. Now, if I was delivering pizza, which I used to do back in the day, actually, deliver pizza, and I saw a girl.
Is there a job you haven't had?
Penis inspector. No, so
But I have, so we're fine. We've got everything covered.
If I go was delivering a pizza and a girl came out and she was topless,
yeah,
I'd probably have a bit of a laugh and okay, and it's a good story. What if it was reversed?
What if a guy answered, like if I was a pizza delivery girl?
And a guy answered the door naked. How quickly would you run away? You would run away quickly, wouldn't you?
Well, depends. Yeah, I mean, yes.
Another double standard.
Yeah.
You know one of the worst stories when I was delivering pizza? It doesn't. Everyone was clothed, but I've pulled the pizza out of the box. She was holding.
Why did you pull the pizza out of the box?
No, that makes it sound weird. I pulled the pizza.
It's a metaphor, guys.
It means pulling my dick out of my pants.
Yes, thank you. We got that.
I pulled the pizza box out of the pizza bag.
Okay, that's
and
better.
She was holding open the screen door, and I'm like, "Here's your pizza." She goes, "I'll go and get my money," and she let go of the screen door, and it swung back. Knocked the pizza out of my hand and the box still on the ground. I picked it back up, opened the top. And have you ever knocked a pizza upside down?
I haven't, but I've seen one and it looks like that picture I've drawn over there on the board of...
There's a really bad joke actually you just made me think of.
What?
It's pretty grubby. It's a bit grubby.
Go for it.
It goes, why don't you have... How's it go? Why shouldn't you have sex with a woman first thing in the morning? And it goes... Have you ever tried to pull open a grilled cheese sandwich? I guess A vagina getting pulled open. All I could hear then was the distortion in our headphones. It's disgusting.
I can't even dignify it.
I can't remember. I don't remember if that's the actual joke. It wasn't a very good one. But when I've dropped the pizza, I'm like, but she knocked out of my hands.
I made the
door.
The joke, right?
Hey, this looks like your vagina.
Have you ever tried pulling open a grilled cheese sandwich?
It's like a vagina in the morning, right? She goes, get out of my house. No, but she's knocked.
Get into my bed.
So she let the door go. It knocks the pizza down. She sees it. I open the pizza. And obviously, because it's been knocked upside down, the pizza sticks to the top of the box. It's a fucking mess. It looks like Em's meaty vagina in there. And I've got
Can we stop now?
Stop talking about my meat.
Oh, I'm going to die alone.
No, you'll have your pets.
Okay.
But she went, like, honestly, she should have been like, well, that was my fault. I guess I'm just going to have a pizza that's a bit fucked up. But she's like, oh, yeah, I want another one. And I was just like, fuck you, fuck this. Not me. You're the one who knocked this out of my hands.
What kind of pizza was it?
Oh, no, fucking, that's such a dumb question. If I answered it, you'd be like, well, that's fake. It was a supreme, but no, it was no onions.
I feel like if it was cheese, it would be salvageable.
What do you mean?
Like the cheese would just be like, meh, meh.
Well, yeah, it would be. You know what? If you fucked up, you should have just gone, well, that was my problem. I literally opened the door on him and he stood there and then I just let the door close and smashed on the pizza. But
yeah, but what you're forgetting is people are fuckwits.
Exactly. Talk about people are fuckwits. You made a really bad blimp joke. Now, this is sort of interesting. We're watching Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and there's a blimp. There's a large blimp scene. Large scene with a large blimp. And we're sitting there going, fuck, who the fuck rides blimps anymore? And Em's like, put me in a blimp and I'm happy to die. So I don't know what her fucking go was. But she was like really excited about the idea of maybe riding a blimp. Shut up. Shut up over there. And I'm trying to like decipher why she's so like excited about this blimp. But she was like, oh, and she's like, if I was to die tomorrow, but someone said you get to ride a blimp, I'd be happy. I'd be like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, it was, I guess, a weird time in history. Like it must have been a very short time, a short space of time when you could go on blimp rides. And she went, oh, you can say it was a blimp in time and lost her shit. And I'm like, I guess she's comparing blimp to blip. But the problem is the term is blip on the radar, but she said blip in time. And it took for like an hour for me to determine why she was laughing so hard. And then I'm like, it's a blip on the radar. And she goes, no, I think people say a blip in time. I'm like, no. Losing a shit. Still now. But it does.
Has anyone ever seen a blimp?
Blimps are ridiculous. They're the most ridiculous things in the world. They're so ridiculous. That's why they couldn't.
They're like 70 size the times of houses and then carry like four fucking people and there's a 170% chance you're gonna die.
Really slow as well.
And like in a fiery accident.
Oh. I'd be willing to
take these chances just to ride in a fucking blimp.
You don't see a lot of blimps around anymore. No. But I think they're very slow as well.
And why did Goodyear have all the blimps?
I don't know.
What
was
that?
I mean, you just can't ask this new question. I haven't been prepared for this question about the Goodyear. I just love that form of transport. So there's blimp. I mean,
honey, where'd you park the blimp?
I could imagine blimp pilots just getting aboard going and just being like, hope we make it. You know what I mean? It feels like such a...
So watch your tactic. Just fucking pray, mate. I don't know.
It's a blimp. It's hot air. It's a little rudder. We're fucked.
Flammable.
They're not all flammable. There was one big, the Heidenberg or something like that, that was flammable and crushed.
That disaster one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably one of the big reasons, but you don't see a lot of... I don't think there's any blimps. I don't think there's any blimps out there taking passengers anymore.
They're just the most ridiculous things in the world.
But you know what? You can see why. Have you seen the hot air balloons that go up?
I mean, So I've been on one of those. I went on one of those like 10 years ago.
And they crash all the time.
We had a crash landing. We crashed into a fucking tree.
We crashed into another blimp. We crashed into a blimp that was off course. Both the pilots are just so used to it happening. Oh, God. We're going to crash into a blimp again.
So in the hot air balloons, you go into like, there's like four sections on either side of the hot air balloon. And on, I was in one side of the hot air balloon with my brother's ex-partner. And on our side, we crashed into like that tree and we almost got like thrown over the side of the hot air balloon.
Did you get your money back?
Well, I didn't pay for it, so I didn't really give a shit. But
I just love it. It's like, look, I don't know if there's any light airplane pilots out there.
But shut up.
Every fucking night you're like, a light aircraft crashed today, killing both passengers. And you're just like, fuck, do these things ever land?
Okay, so this is why I hate flying. I have to take like four tablets because even when I ride like a 747, I get nervous. And anything smaller than that, I'm like, I'm fucking out. I'm fucking out, mate.
I just, look, I trust larger aircraft. There's exactly, a lot of things I do trust. But if...
But...
Jesus, you want to yell that a bit louder? Okay,
so... I like 747s, but then it's like blimps are even larger, I feel, but I don't trust them. So it's like, where do you, you're all
like
the line.
I like big, but not like your penis preference. I like them big, but not too big. I don't want to die.
You don't have to repeat what I said earlier, Louis.
Oh, God. I don't want to die. M's travel preference is the same as a penis preference. I want it big because it makes me feel comfortable, but too big makes me think I'm going to die. But too small...
It's in my passport, actually.
Too small is the same problem. Yes. Sorry about Em losing her shit there about the blimp. I'm not sure why that was such a touchy subject for her.
Don't bring it up again. It's taking me a while to get my shit together again.
Let's talk another story or a tale from the snake pit. This actually came up the other day, just a couple of days ago. I was hanging out with Rob, one of the blokes I live with there, and something came up. Now, we had a large open sort of plan kitchen area, and the bins were fairly open. They're sort of out there. Now,
what you're saying is you just used to throw your rubbish on the ground.
No, I mean like the bins weren't...
We had no bins, is what I'm trying to say.
The bins weren't in the cupboard. They weren't in like the pantry or anything like that. And they weren't like a really cool swing bin. It was pretty much just like a bin that should be outside with a liner in it.
I don't think anyone's ever called a swing bin cool, but continue.
But at least it keeps things out of it. But one morning I woke up. Now, I must have been the third or fourth person in the kitchen that morning. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't the first.
Thanks for clarifying.
Why I'm clearing this up, that wasn't the first, is because the kitchen floor was literally crawling with maggots. Mm. So I'm talking about an area, say, 2 by 4 meters or something like that. Just maggots, like so many of them.
God.
Now, that sort of happens, I guess. Like, we didn't mean it, but what was shit is that there was 2 or 3 guys before me who got up in the morning, saw the maggots everywhere and just went, oh, yuck. Better get going. Like, and that was the whole house.
Well,
like,
this is part of who we are now. Louis, better get on with my day.
I used to get called Grandpa Louis. I used to try and collect rent. I used to try and collect like money from people for like electricity and internet. And I was living with these girls, and they might be listening, but they were on the dole at the time. And I have to go and pay the internet or electricity, and I'd be like, hey. So it's $44 each for in electricity, and they're like, oh, yeah, I don't have money right now. It has to be like a week and a half until I get my Centrelink. I'm like, okay. Remember, the money's out of my account. I've paid for it. I'd hit them up on the day that the money went through. I'd be like, hey, can I get that money? They're like, oh, whoa, mate, like, just a day. Just calm down. I'll get it to you. I'll get it to you. Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Next day, I'd be like, hey, can I get the money? Nah, it's going to have to be 2 weeks away. Fucking infuriating. So they started calling me Grandpa Louis, which was fucking, oh, Grandpa Louis wants to pay the bills. That's literally what it fucking came
down to. Grandpa Louis wants to clean up the maggots.
Grandpa Louis doesn't want to sleep in maggots. So that's another story of the snake pit.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, it was just.
So, but where did they, why were they there?
Oh, I think something was in the bin that shouldn't have been there. And
on the old floor bin.
Yeah, and this is what the problem with, you don't have any lid or swing or anything on it. Things can just get in there, out of there pretty easily. But let's move on from that. Now, a lot of people are going, oh, maggots. I'm thinking I'm a fucking scumbag. Kisses. Bad kisses.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about this earlier. I don't know how it came up, but we've all had bad kisses. Could be lovely people. Could be good at everything else. Now, I won't name names, but one of my – a girl I went out with when I was quite young, she was terrible at it. I hope she's gotten better. The best way I could describe it.
Well, I hope you taught her better. I mean, you can't just
– No, but we only went out – No. We only went out for a very short period when I was like
– Define short.
A couple months.
No, you have time. You have time to teach them.
No, okay. We're 18. We're in high school. She'll know who it is now. She's listened to this.
Fantastic.
She would kiss me like, you know, do you remember yoga?
Yeah.
You know when you really enjoyed a yoga and you'd get as much out with the spoon as you could, but then the rest you'd just sort of put the container up to your mouth and just tongue at it every corner?
Yeah.
That's what it was like kissing her.
Yeah.
She just tongue at every corner of your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say this, when I was with her, very few fillings because she would tongue out all the...
I believe that's called the loose coma.
The loose coma?
Yeah, because it's like they're in a coma because it's like so much shit going on like around the mouth, but they're just like loosely like kind of making out with you.
That makes no sense. What are you talking about?
It's like different styles of kissing, and then there's like the woodpecker where they just
the
like...
The loose coma?
Yeah, and then there's like the woodpecker. You know the kisses where they just like they kiss with no tongue and they just like... It's like a woodpecker kissing you.
I understand that. I still don't understand the loose coma.
It's like all drooly and gross and it's just
yeah, I guess that was just a bit like that.
You know what I mean?
But like, look, if at least with a coma person, they just sort of sit there. Their tongue wouldn't be going around crazily.
Sound like you're talking from experience?
I do love hooking up with coma patients. It's one of my...
dead people.
It's one of my fetishes.
Fantastic.
What about you? You must have had some bad kisses. You would have been a bad kisser for sure.
No, I'm a good kisser. And I teach... But I teach...
How do you teach?
Well, they're shit. I'm like, no, don't do that. Like, I'd say don't do
it. But what if you're shit and you're teaching them shit techniques?
No, I'm amazing. I've been told I'm amazing.
By who? My mum.
Ew.
Ew. Yum.
No, you've got to... If you see something wrong, you make it right, Louis.
Yeah, but like what? You need to be more specific here.
I don't know. I don't know how to describe... My kissing technique.
No, but what's bad and what's good? I've told you what I didn't like. I don't like the yoga lick out. What don't you like?
Well, I don't like it when they don't use any tongue at all. They just kind of open their mouth and just like expect you to do all the work.
They call that the groper.
Oh.
Well, that sounds weird actually. I should use another fish name. Sounds like they're just grabbing at you.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the guppy. You know, fish just go.
Yeah.
Right, so... You've got to use tongue and mouth at the same time.
Well, yeah, preferably. But they just kind of open it and they're just like, you do your thing now. I've done as much as I want to.
Like those fish that clean out the mouth of other fish.
Yes, or those fish that like latch onto your feet in Thailand.
But in your mouth.
But on your mouth, yeah. You're like, mate, you got to do more. Do more.
So open. You got to use tongue and open mouth at the same time.
Yeah, try to do those two things.
But you do have to close your mouth down again as well.
Yes. Yeah. So don't just. Yeah. See, that's the other thing. Some guys just open their mouth and then use the tongue and just leave their mouth open.
Yeah.
You've got to move it a bit.
I think too many people have seen the porno kisses, which tends to be just tongues going la, 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 and just flicking at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I couldn't do pornos. I'd find it hard to be like, give us a kiss.
Yeah, and that's why you couldn't do pornos, Louis.
They call me the blimp.
Don't. Do not.
Oh my Actually, God, that sounds blimps. Like I'm insulting myself. Insulting myself. Hey, blimp.
Blimps are huge.
Okay, let's... We've gone down that track as far as we should go.
The most ridiculous form of transport. Like, why would you... Who the fuck came up with...
I work for a very short period. Okay. What about bad habits? Now, I try to get my wife... Okay, why I brought this up. Both Em and my wife, and it fuck... They laugh about it, but I go to our fridge...
I'm here a lot. Freezer.
And freezer, sorry. We've got three ice trays. I often go to them, and they're fucking empty. Now, as I was trying to explain to them, because Em Snapchatted me earlier... If it was toilet paper, it's whatever. You go to the roll, oh, no toilet paper. You look to your left, there's a pile of toilet paper there. You grab one and put it on. It's frustrating, but whatever. But with ice, when you don't refill an ice tray, you can't just go, oh, I'll just get more ice. It takes 4 fucking hours for it to turn into ice. every time I go to my freezer, and that's why I bought three trays. It's like, hey, use one, fill another. You won't have any dramas. And they're looking at me like I'm the fucking idiot when I've gone, oh, here's another ice tray with one ice cube
did
in
you
it.
Did you have like two ice trays and then I started living here like part-time and you had to go buy another one?
I actually just go and freeze Django's water bowl and put it in the freezer. Oh, there's hair in this one. No, but okay, so that's Megan. Megan can be fucking painful when it comes to ice and other things. I can't think of them right now.
Giving away credit card details.
Oh, yeah, to scammers. Fuck me. I'm not sure I'm ever going
to. Well, Megan has a few things to say about your bad habits, too.
But she doesn't really. It's just pretty much just picking my nails.
Picking your nails.
Yeah. Now, we brought this up in another episode where I thought I had some coconut cake and I dropped it on the ground at the snake pit and I thought I was picking up coconut to put in my mouth and I put a toenail in there. Because this is a common occurrence to me because I pick my nails and toes and everything all the time.
Yeah.
And Megan hates it, but I think with Megan, she wears glasses, so her eyesight's not great. So I think her hearing is like a bat. So Megan actually gets around with sonar. So when I start clicking my nails, it puts her out of, she doesn't know where she is anymore. So that's why she gets upset by it. So I'll click my nails together like this.
Oh, that's not disturbing.
Not even really thinking about it. They're actually my toenails. And she's going, Louis, stop!
My brother does that, though, too. Have you seen his nails? They're fucked
Your
up.
Your brother's fingernails, he digs them with scissors.
I know. He sits there with
He's
tweezers.
Next. Don't put me in that bag.
No, they are disgusting.
But what's your bad house habits?
Oh, I do this.
Yeah, but I do that.
Cracking. Cracking everything.
But can you do this?
What is that?
I can crack my fingers and do it.
This will get the listeners in.
Hey, have you heard nothing?
Wait. Watch me do this.
Have you heard nothing on the radio? Lots of clicks. They're like one of those tribes from Africa that haven't been found. So what are your bad habits?
Okay, so when I moved in with my housemate Mark in Cooks Hill, he used to make jokes about all the time me leaving the microwave light on for the kitchen all the time because I always leave doors open.
Yeah.
Like so, and
so you
then,
don't close the microwave door?
Well, no, I don't close any door. I open a drawer, open a door, I just fucking leave it open. And I didn't realize I did it until I moved in with someone that pointed it out to me. So people run into things that I leave open a lot. That's good.
So that and passing out drunk in the living room.
We weren't going to mention it.
Oh, that was legitimate. I forgot that was a story that I was meant to talk about. M doesn't pass out drunk in the living room. Disregard. That'll be another story if she feels like talking about it another week. But it never happened anyway, so it doesn't matter. Okay. I think that'll probably do us.
Yes, please.
That'll probably do us. But one thing I do want to... We want to have a bit of a good old chat about nicknames. Why I say that? Because the Snake Pit introduced me to a lot of people I now know with quite interesting nicknames and history of nicknames. So if you guys have got nicknames, look, I've got some terrible ones that'll come up at one stage. I've got some I made up myself, some that I didn't make up myself, Pinchy being one, unfortunately. But these will all come up. So, So if you've got some, please send us a text or on Facebook or whatever it might be or Instagram. And same with doing recordings, and if you want to get involved, just let us know. If you honestly go, hey, I'd love to have a chat to these guys, just let us know. The worst we're going to say is no if you're a fucking idiot, but we won't say no, you're a fucking idiot. We'll make up some other excuse.
Yeah, but just know that you are a fucking idiot.
Oh, great. Now I know we're not getting anyone. No, but so any good nickname stories, let us know, and we might delve a little bit deeper into that. But once again, if you want to get involved, let us know. It can be here in person. It can be via like a messenger chat thing where we can actually talk to you and record it. Anything else to bring up, Em?
No, that's about it. But thanks. This is a bit of a milestone for us, I guess. I mean, it's not many episodes. It's only 10, but it's still a bit significant. We haven't killed each other yet. So
if Em and I had a fight, I'd fucking cleaner it. You, Em would last about 3 seconds.
Mate, I would...
No, you
I would
wouldn't.
End you.
You smell, maybe. Let's just... I think we're done now. We're just making fun of each other's smells. But thanks again. Hope everyone had
episode
a great...
Episode 20. You, me.
Episode 25.
The bell tower, noon.
I thought you were saying nude.
Oh, God.
Nude. Righto. Thanks, guys. Hope everyone had a good Easter, and we'll catch up with you hopefully in a week's time or so.
Bye.